The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, April the 2nd. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race card at Ferry House this afternoon, due to be run on soft to heavy ground. Decent card as well. We've got 3 Grade 2s, 2 Novices Hurdles and a decent looking chase at 220. Either side of that, we've got a maiden hurdle beginner's chase, a couple of handicaps to conclude the card, so it should make up into an enjoyable and hopefully profitable afternoon's racing at the County Kildare venue.
Race 1.
We begin with a 150, which is a 2-mile maiden hurdle. Doesn't look the strongest of races for the track, and I'd certainly be very reticent to put up a shinning parlour at very short odds this morning, based on his flat form when he was trained by Tommy Stack, of course. Most of his form was on a decent surface, so whether he wants to be ploughing his way through a heavy ground is very much open to question, so I'm going to avoid him. There could be a little bit of a turn-up here, and in the shape of Look Closer and From Eden, these two would be my two against the field. From Eden, although it's only rated 102, has shown a fair level of form on several occasions, including on the 15th of January, when 6th behind Expatriate, Meglia Khan and Bracklin Princess. And that form of that race has worked out pretty tidily, as we know that Expatriate ran on to finish a creditable 5th in the Triumph Hurdle. Not a bad effort last time out at Navan. We know this horse handles the conditions and the track, and that's all important in a race of this nature. So From Eden would be my main choice, but do keep a lookout for Look Closer. Whether Connections decide to go with this horse today is very much open to question, because probably needs another run for a handicap mark. But El Marie Holden has done really well, particularly when she's teamed up with Rachel Blackmore this season. And they've got a horse that should be playing its trade to a decent standard, perhaps through the summer jumping period. But has definitely caught the eye on several occasions and is worth a look in the market today.
Race 2.
On to the 220 then, which is the first of the big graded races this afternoon. It's a Grade 2 contest over 2 mile 1. And the one that stands out here on all known form is the very much rapidly improving Gordon Elliott trained Baldark, who has been revelation in his last 3 or 4 starts. He started the ball rolling with a good victory over this course and distance back in January, when he travelled very strongly off the back of Sound Fractions to beat a decent field of handicappers in the style of a progressive horse. He then went up the ladder to a Grade 3 last on his next start at Navan, and he lowered the colours off Tully East, who of course won the big novices handicap at the Cheltenham Festival. So that form has took a boost. Nothing wrong with his last performance last time at Nice, when he was up to in trip, but he made short work of Gangster and Prince of Scars. And coming back to a track which obviously suits on ground that he'll like, he should get a sound pace to run at. So Baldock is a very confident choice in Race 2.
Race number 3.
On to Race 3 then, which comes up at 2.55. It's a 2-mile 1 novices chase. All eyes here will be no doubt on Woodland Opera from the Jessica Harrington stable. It's quite obvious to see why, although this horse has yet to win in 3 starts over fences, he's run to a very decent standard in defeat. 5th behind Haymount, Coney Island, Maldini first time up at Punchestown, has been followed by 2 good runs at the same track behind American Tom and at Leopardstown last time out behind the rapidly improving Willie Mullins trained Great Field, who will probably be going to either Fairy House or Punchestown. Basically, that horse just flew round that day, and Woodland Opera just basically wasn't quick enough to go with him. But this competition this afternoon looks a little bit manageable, and he should, in theory, get off the mark at the 4th time of asking. For those that are looking for an each-way alternative, look no further than Peter Farrey's O'Kaley, who finished 3rd and a creditable 3rd at that behind Don't Touch It last time out at Thurles in quite a decent speed figure race. He'd also run well behind Stoneheart and Double Island the time before. And with his very much preference to soft ground, and he's 1-for-1 at today's track, albeit over hurdles, he also should go well at a nice price. But Woodland Opera would be the number one choice.
Race 4.
On to the 4th race then, which is the first of the 2 big graded novices hurdles, and this is very much a fascinating affair. You could probably fancy 4 or 5 on the pick of their form so far this season. Brunberry, well, he ties in with quite a few of these. He beat Knockmahal Boy and Chirico Vallis 2 starts ago over today's course and distance. And albeit he only won by a short head last time out in Lowering the Colours of Outspoken, he was probably valued for more than that official winning margin suggests, because he made a bad mistake at the last, which cost him probably a couple of lengths and a little bit of valuable momentum. He did, therefore, do really well to get back up in the closing stages, and he's very much on the improve. So Blueberry would be my number one choice of the ones at the front end of the market. I certainly won't put you off with an each-way suggestion on Outspoken if you fancied him. And the aforementioned Chirico Vallis also comes into the equation as well, having improved quite significantly from his defeat early on in the season behind Blueberry. He ran out 2 starts ago and rather blotted his copybook, but he looked a little more of a safer conveyance last time out when he cruised to victory at Navan in pretty impressive style. Davy Russell rode him on that occasion, seemed to get on with him really well. And with the Gordon Elliott team continuing to thrive, I do think Chirico Vallis, around about 14-1 this morning, is the each way alternative to the favourite Blueberry.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, and we've got another mouth-watering and fascinating novices hurdle. This one comes over 2 mile 405. Invitation only. Was a bitter disappointment to those that made him an even money favourite when we last saw him back in Navan. But he was up against two very smart horses in the shape of Death Duty, and in particular Molly, who of course flew the flag for that race in the Albert Bartlett, finishing the second. And he looks to be a very nice, bright prospect for next season. Invitation only, just probably wasn't on his A game that day, but like I say, to be fair, he probably was in quite deep on that occasion. Those that continue to kind of keep faith with this horse have made him a very short price, looking 5-4 favourite this morning. But probably on the pick of his reputation and his form last time out, he probably deserves to be at the head of the market. I've got a bit of time for any second now. He was beaten last time out when a short price favourite down in Nace. But he didn't run anywhere near the level that saw him victorious the time before at Punchestown, when he beat Crack Mom and Run for Dave quite comfortably in a Grade 2 novices hurdle back in January. If he can recapture his best form, he would definitely have a chance. Another horse I really do like is Manila Till Dawn. Now, I'm not saying that he'll go close to winning this race, but I don't think he's overpriced this morning around about 12-14-1. We know he's a course and distance winner, as he proved 2 starts ago. And even though he got beat last time out, he was rather outpaced more than anything else behind two useful types in the shape of Blueberry and Outspoken. Of course, we get a chance to look at that race 35 minutes earlier when those two who beat him strut their stuff in the 2 mile graded hurdle. Manila Till Dawn, who's very much a nice type and a chaser in the making for the future, will definitely be a horse that I'll be following throughout the remainder of his career. But the selection would be Invitation Only.
Race number 6.
Right then, on to the first of the very competitive handicaps, which come up at 4:40. This one's a 2.5 mile contest. Nicole's Melan is sure to go well, having already proven that he absolutely adores his course. He's 2-2 here at the County Kildare venue, including a victory back on the 4th of February when he showed good tenacity in the latter stages to fend off Logical Song. Camlan, who was third, has gone on to frank that form twice over with 2 subsequent victories. And although he got beat last time out at Navan, it was still a decent effort against 2 horses who were particularly well handicapped over hurdles. So with David Russell on board, he'd definitely be of some interest here. Others to mention in the race, in what looks a wide open affair, are Close Shave. He's very much going the right way on the evidence of what we saw last time out behind Bilbo Baggins at Navan. Again, Camlan, who was second, keeps that form tied up quite nicely, won one or two of these more fancied runners in the race. We've also got to mention Usurp, who comes here off the back of a good third behind Fit to be Tied last time out at Limerick, and representing the all-conquering stable of Gordon Elliott. He has to be a factor of sorts. But Nicole's Milan, he looks very solid down the front end, and he'd probably just get my slight vote in what looks like a very competitive affair.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, it comes up at 5:10. It's another 2.5 mile handicap hurdle, 0-95 category. A couple to keep an eye on here are the Church Gate, who, although he's yet to win a race in 12 starts, has certainly been knocking at the door in recent times. He's second at Thurles, was backed up by another runner-up spot down in Limerick. He travelled like the best horse in that race, only for his petrol gauge to flash on empty in the latter stage and just get nutted by Be My Vinny. So he's definitely got to have claims in what looks a wide open affair. And the other one to mention is Niall Madden's ABC, who has had three runs in juvenile company to get a handicap mark of a very lowly nature, 88 for that matter. But he's run behind Prospectus here back in December, certainly suggested he's got enough ability to be competitive in a race of this nature. So do keep an eye on the market for the JP McManus-owned ABC in the final race. Thanks very much then for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in for Wednesday's next edition, where we're going to be taking a look at the Twilight Meeting at Leopardstown. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.